Court on RTE Radio 1.
Good morning, Des.
Morning, Mary. Dramatic night of action at Euro 2024 again. We now know the lineup for the last 16 at Euro 2024. And like, we think we're better than Georgia, if I was to quote the average football fan here. But last night, Georgia had a moment that was very similar to Ireland in Italia 90. This is Freedom Square in Georgia, where they celebrated the greatest result since the country gained independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. They completed the biggest Euros upset ever based on rankings and created a night to remember in their debut tournament. They beat Portugal 2-0. Now, albeit it wasn't a full-strength Portugal side, but these celebrations, with all the cars going through, it was the exact same as 30 years ago in Ireland, and flags waving, everyone in the water and singing together. It was great to watch it. But for Portugal, there's a lot of criticism because they shouldn't have lost to Georgia, was felt. But their manager, Roberto Martinez, denied they had underestimated the Georgians.
No, we didn't. We didn't underestimate Georgia. But it is true that Georgia were playing the game of the history. It's the opportunity to qualify, first time in the European Championships. And we were playing the last game when we are already top of the group. It was difficult for us to match the same intensity. But that's not underestimating our players. That they are in the national team, they are players that they are of the highest level, and it's not underestimating Georgia.
And here's just a short sense of the unconfined joy of the Georgian team. Their goal scorer, Kvaratskhelia, who didn't care about receiving the Man of the Match trophy, he was all about the team.
I'm very happy today because we did it. It was really hard because Portugal is the amazing team, but I told everyone that we can win and we are the top team. We can fight against everyone. I'm so proud. I don't care about this trophy, but thanks to give me this trophy. But I'm so happy about win, and I'm so happy.
He's going to be the Ray Houghton or the Paddy Bonner in 30 years' time. Saint Tosin, meanwhile, fired a stoppage time winner as Turkey reached the last 16 after a hard-fought 2-1 victory against 10-man Czechia. But unquestionably, the most unlucky team was Ukraine in the early evening game. All four teams in Group E started the evening level on points with a chance of progression. Ukraine drew nil-all with Belgium, a good result, but an inferior goal difference meant they needed someone to win the other match between Slovakia and Romania, but that ended in a 1-1 draw. So all teams finished on 4 points. Romania topped the group on goals scored. Belgium were second. Slovakia advanced as one of the best third-place teams, and Ukraine, who had the same number of points as the winners, go out. And the result means England will avoid the Netherlands and instead meet Slovakia. And Hungary, who beat Scotland so dramatically on Sunday night, they're also out. Here's the lineup for the last 16. Switzerland versus Italy and Germany versus Denmark on Saturday. On Sunday, it's England versus Slovakia, Spain versus Georgia. On Monday, France play Belgium, Portugal versus Slovenia. And on Tuesday, Romania versus the Netherlands, Austria versus Turkey. Elsewhere, the Irish rugby team has arrived in South Africa to begin their two-match test series. And finally, in cricket, South Africa ended their run of semi-final heartache by thrashing Afghanistan this morning to reach their first men's T20 World Cup final. South Africa, who had failed to progress from all seven of their previous World Cup semi-finals across formats, dismissed Afghanistan for 56 in 11.5 overs on their way to a 9-wicket win. England meet India in the second semi-final later today.